And if I want to enjoy my relationship, what I've learned over time is the more friction I can reduce, the less uncomfortable I can make it for other people, and the more I can take care of them and what they need.
Welcome to the Ignited Recovery Podcast, a new way forward for anyone looking for answers but feeling left out. If you've been searching for empowerment, triumph, and purpose, you've found them right here. You won't hear the same solutions, and you're not going to have any excuses to fall back on, because Ignited Recovery allows heroes to rise and become their best selves. I'm Dr. Adi Jaffe, and I can't wait to be your guide on this journey. Are you ready to become an Ignited Hero?
We go through this every year, and I get reminded every year, which is another opportunity to work on it, is, oh, there are so many times that either I don't agree with the choice my wife is making. We have three kids to raise. Sometimes I don't agree with the choices she makes for them. She doesn't agree with the choices I make. We don't agree on hotel rooms. We don't agree on routes of travel. Like, the amount of stuff you can disagree about in a trip is pretty intense. And I can give a bunch of examples, but I'm going to give one. I'm probably about to give one that works in my favor, but whatever. We landed in Madrid and we were driving to Porto in Portugal. Even in that part, Sophie initially was like, I don't want to get off a plane and get in a car and drive 6 hours. I was like, well, I don't want to spend $900 after we just got off a plane flying 1 hour. That was already a semi-fight. But then we get in the car. And so we decided on the way to stop at some small town in Spain and sleep, because we had just traveled 15, 16 hours. Get one night of rest and then go to Portugal. We couldn't agree on what kind of hotel to stay in. American hotels, like, you kind of get used to the American hotels having a pool and a gym and all these conveniences. It's not a thing in Europe. So I was able to find a hotel that had a pool, and it was in an old castle. Like, it was beautiful, right? Like, on hotels.com, it looked great. I had wanted a different one. So Sophie really wanted a pool. We were getting to the hotel at like 8:30 p.m., leaving the next day at 11. Sophie really wanted a pool. I found this hotel. It's like twice what I want to pay for a hotel, but whatever. We're just going to deal with it. We get to the hotel and it's in an old castle. It has a pool, but I don't know that you would want to go swimming in this pool. It looks really nice in the pictures. It has, you know, the rooms are probably, I don't think they've been updated in 80 years, 90 years. Like, it's an old castle. It's what you're living in. And so it was really funny to see my wife's reaction when we walked into the place. And it took everything I had in me to not go. I told you we should have stayed, right? Like, everything I had in me to not just go. I told you we should have just stayed in like an Airbnb that was nicer and an apartment close by. But what I got to see is every moment in the trip was like this, from hotels to what restaurant we would go to eat in, to how we would spend our day and what we would go see and what we wouldn't go see. And I had moments and opportunities. I ended up sleeping on a trundle bed in that room, in that fancy castle. I don't know if you're going to know what a trundle bed is, but it's those like portable mattresses you pull from under another bed, because Sophie felt bad for two kids having to sleep on that bed. So I slept on a trundle bed while the baby is in the bathroom and the two kids and my wife are sleeping on the, we'll call it a queen size bed in this old castle, where you walked on the floor and the entire room shook. Like, it was the closest thing to a nightmare you can have in a castle, to sleep overnight after 17 hours of a trip. And I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I showed up perfectly. I was annoyed. I was so unhappy. Like, I could have slept in a nice bed. We never got to use the pool, by the way, because, you know, we got there at 8, left at 11. The pool didn't open till 10:30. But the trip was full of these things. And what it reminded me, I get a version of that in my everyday life, living in this house. It's just that I get the little escapes. I get the little moments to have my own choices. And what we had to do, and what we got to do on this trip, is learn how to talk to each other, how to function with each other with the lowest level of friction throughout the thing. It was bad in the beginning. I'm not going to lie to you. And by bad, I mean, you know, me getting annoyed and pissed off that I've got to sleep on this little bed, et cetera. And then over time, we figured it out and we smoothed out the edges. I was able to realize, which is really important for me in a relationship, what are the lines that I'm not willing to cross? Like, I want to have a comfortable bed. I realized that in that hotel room. It's like, I'll compromise on what else is in the hotel, but I need to be able to sleep. at night, right? So that was one thing. The next thing is I wanted to have more of a say in what kind of town we ended up in. So the things that mattered to Sophie came to the surface. She wanted to have some conveniences, and she wanted to have some of the things she was used to from the States. How do I learn to give her that while also asking for and getting what I wanted? And it took us, you know, we were there for 2 weeks, and so we stayed in like seven different places. It took us a few tries to get it right. And what I learned in my relationship more than anything else is to be agile. I used to live a life where I thought that whenever something was true, it was going to be true forever. Here we are fighting again about the freaking bed and the hotel room. This trip is going to suck. That's kind of the mentality that I used to bring to my relationship. But that's a me thing. Part of my addictive tendencies back in the day were centered around the fact that when something's going wrong, I think I'm going to be stuck there forever. And it really scares me, right? Because I can't see a way out in that moment. And so I'm afraid there is no way out. But I've learned that's not true in my relationship. I've learned that you can always pivot and you can always adjust. And so it's my job to identify these patterns and go, okay, my wife needs convenience. I need to make my list. How do I start making choices that allow her to get what she wants while I get what I want? The last three places we stayed in, literally, my wife is not good at giving compliments. If there's one thing she's not good at, it's giving compliments. She's an amazing woman, not great at giving compliments. The last three places we stayed in, she said, thank you so much for choosing these places. They were perfect. And it wasn't because I got smarter along the way. It was just because I kept trying to pay attention. Like, what is bothering her? What does she need? And how do I allow her to have that while I get what I want? You hear in negotiations or in business a lot about this concept of win-win. I'll just go a level farther than win-win. It's not about win-win. It's about, I want to have a good experience on this trip, right? I want to enjoy my relationship. And if I want to enjoy my relationship, what I've learned over time is the more friction I can reduce, the less uncomfortable I can make it for other people, and the more I can take care of them and what they need, everything else goes more smoothly. By the end, I didn't have to pay attention to I didn't have to ask her anymore what she needed in these rooms, right? I didn't need to ask her what she wanted along the way. I learned it. I was able to take it in, but that took effort on my part, right? I'll be honest, I was looking to save money and just get through the hotels. Like, let's just, as long as there's a comfortable bed and it's in a good spot, I was happy. That didn't make her happy. And that was the adjustment that I got to make over time.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ignited Heroes Recovery Podcast. I really hope you found the information here useful and that we'll see you back here next week. And look, I want to make sure that this podcast is the most useful it can be for you. So please let me know by emailing info@ignited.com if there are any specific topics or questions you'd like to have addressed. As usual, if you like this episode, I would love for you to leave us a 5-star review and rating. Thanks, and see you next week.